You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and I have another phenomenal, fabulous, fierce, fearless, and unstoppable podcast for you today. So, first of all, if you're a female out there and you're listening to this, check this out. You want to get a place to sit where you can be undisturbed for about 30 minutes. You want to get something to write with, a piece of paper, a pen. You want to find your favorite little chair, wherever you're comfortable. And you want to get maybe your favorite little beverage, glass of water, tea, coffee, whatever it is, glass of wine, whatever it is that is your favorite beverage. And just spend some time over the next 30 minutes to love and enjoy yourself, but also to listen to my phenomenal guests that we have on today. And this show is different because if you've been listening to me, you know I usually only have one guest, but I've got two phenomenal, fierce, fearless, and unstoppable women, and we're going to be talking about some of that stuff today. So that is my disclaimer. Be ready, be prepared, because how you are right now, at the end of the show, you might be just a different person. And if you're a guy, and you know some fierce, fearless, and unstoppable women, or you feel that you know women that should be fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, I want you to take notes as well and then pass this show on to them. Let them hear, because the message is definitely going to be transformational. And again, if you're a person thinking I'm telling just fibs, watch me, or rather listen to us, because you will be a different person and you will walk away with some nuggets of gold that could possibly change your life and help you to step into being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. But before we get started, I want to thank our sponsors of the show, Blissful Living For You at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. Check them out. They've got some great things. And also there's a link to the Virtual Women Summit, that we're having, the Unstoppable Woman Summit, that's happening on Saturday, August 1st. It's a free event, and there's a link to sign up to join us in that event. So go to Blissful Living, the number four, and the letter U.com. Thank you to the sponsor. And then our next sponsor I want to thank is All Day Cable Incorporated, telecommunications installation company that's been in business for 30 years. They're located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, and what they do is they do network distribution. So all your voice, data, fiber, wireless systems, audio, video, visual, passenger information, display systems, whatever it is to help you telecommunicate effectively and efficiently, especially nowadays with COVID-19 keeping us in, you definitely want to connect with All Day Cable Inc. Again, they've been in business for 30 years, and they have survived every type of economy that we've had since 1989, and they're still around killing the game in that arena, and they have very, very satisfied customers, and some of their customers have been with them for the last 30 years. So that shows right there proof that they are a darn good company. And if you have those type of needs, please reach out to them or connect with them. Go to their site at alldaycableinc.com. So let me just jump into the show. I want to share with you about our two guests. Our first guest is a very special gal. Her name is Tomomi. Oh, I'm going to blow the last name again, but I'm just going to say Tomomi. I'm going to blow it. Anyways, I'll let her correctly pronounce. I had it going, and now that I'm on the spot, I can't get the last name right, and I definitely don't want to mess it up because our names are the most important words to us. But Tomomi was born and raised in Iwakuni, Japan, where there is a Marine Corps air station. As a little girl, she was a tomboy who always followed her big brother. She and her brother are very fortunate to have very loving parents, and they are very supportive and understanding of anything that they want to try to do. When Tomomi was 13, she started feeling that she couldn't breathe inside the culture that she loved. She felt the pressure to be a certain way to fit in to Japanese society as a girl, kid, and a human being. She sensed that there was an untold rule to live out, and there were very strict Japanese beauty standards, which she got from TV, magazines, and advertisements. One of the magazines she read had a chart that listed an individual's perfect weight to match their height. To this day, in Japan, people on TV make fun of female comedians who are curvy or unique because she did not fit into these Japanese beauty standards, and being unique was looked at differently. Tomomi felt fat and ugly. This stuck with her for a long time. Even with the pain she was carrying as a young girl, she was very outgoing and tried to be independent. And when she was 17, she decided to deliver morning newspapers, and she had to ride her mom's bicycle from one location to the next. Now, she moved to the United States in 2003, became a personal trainer in 2006. She felt very insecure about her accent, and to make up for that insecurity, she studied very hard to know her field as thoroughly as possible and attended every workshop. She wanted to surprise people with her knowledge despite her accent, which is beautiful. And so, fast forward, Tomomi wonders if those who create TV programming, magazine articles, and advertisements know what kind of messages they're actually sending out. They're unintentional messages putting pressure on people to be a certain way, to fit in a certain type of beauty rule, to fit in a certain type of beauty rules, which are often unattainable. She certainly believes that it's not all about looks, which I agree, and there are many kinds of beauty in this world: kindness, positive energy, compassion, and a contagious smile. Tomomi is a funny, outgoing person with a big smile. Her personality breaks the stereotype of Japanese. She's a very tough individual. Her speech has love, passion, caring, kindness, understanding, strength, and connection, all of which makes you believe that you can do it if she can. So welcome, Tomomi. Now, let me tell you about our next guest. This gal here is the phenomenal Brandi Nelson. She's the owner and founder of H3 Revolution, transformation life coach, positive body athlete, and trauma survivor. Now, she's a transformation life coach who helps women that want to lose weight transform their mindset to overcome the obstacles of their past and persevere in personal purpose. I love that. She's been a catalyst for change in the weight loss and athletic community to show the diversity of self-love and self-acceptance as a body positive Spartan athlete. Her brand, H3 Revolution, is centric around transforming total health, wealth, and healing relationships for women all over the world. Most women come to her for weight loss and leave shifting their entire lives in a scope of self-acceptance, breaking cycles of dieting, and never going backwards again. And her focus is elevating mindset to heal the traumas of their past so that they can thrive in their future. So there we have it. Two phenomenal women that, oh my gosh, you guys are so synergistically connected. I love it. I love it. I love it. I want to start off with you, Tomomi, because when I was in high school, well, let me say, when I was a kid, I was surrounded by a lot of Asian, different Asian communities, Filipinos, Chinese people, as well as Japanese people. And some mm-hmm. of the closest people to me were my Asian, I'd say, sisters and brothers. And my mom had a friend who was Japanese, and her daughters were way older than me, but they would give me her hand-me-downs, which I love because they were always phenomenally gorgeous, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of my best friends in high school, we're still really good friends today, is my Japanese sister named Denise Nishura, and that is my gal who first taught me how to make tempura. So I want to ask you, along with other things, but that's, you know, I want to ask you, Tomomi, it took a lot for you to break the tradition of being this, and I don't mean for this to sound any way negatively, but to be the typical Japanese gal, typical Japanese woman. I knew the rule. I know the rules are very strict and rigid in that society, but you are a fierce, fearless, and unstoppable type of gal, and knew that wasn't right for you. I want to ask you, what was one of the first things you did, or what was one of the first mindsets you developed when you decided to go against the norm of your community, your culture, and step out and do what you wanted to do?
Thank you so much. I really had a hard time to fit in the society, like you explained about me. Mm-hmm. I had to get out of the country, so I decided to go to Australia, and I learned that there are so many different type of body types in Australia, and they are presented as beauty. And that's the time that I started thinking that, you know, I don't have to fit in the Japanese standards. I can be whatever I want to be, kind of concept I started getting. Mm-hmm. And I gained 20 pounds when I was in Australia, but I started feeling very confident, and I was comfortable with myself. And I thought I got it. And as soon as I got home to Japan, I lost all of the confidence. But it took me a while, but I knew that I was beautiful enough, even I don't fit in. And I knew that I can not fit in the culture that I love, because I'm not like traditional person that say, oh, yes, yeah, sure, you want dinner? Okay. I'm okay, beer, okay. I don't have that in me. Like, of course, I would be nice to my partner, but I don't have the traditional expectations that men have towards the women.
Right.
So,
right.
When I was married the first time, who was in Marine Corps, he expected that. And when I got into the argument one time with him, he told me that your father would be ashamed of you because you're talking back to me. And you're not like your mom. And I knew that, like, when he told me that, I was like, of course, I know that. But I thought that's why you married me. That was kind of idea that I had. But that's kind of how I put myself together, if that makes sense. Making the mistakes and getting hurt by somebody's comments, and I kind of put the pieces together the who I am, because I'm not like a traditional Japanese girl. And in Japan, it's changing. The women getting the higher position in the companies, and, you know, women are working more, but they have a really, really, really high standards towards the women. And so
you just kind of stepped out of that and knew it wasn't for you, and decided that no matter what, you needed to be who you are. And I think that is one of the most fearless things that a person can do, because if any of you listening out there know a little bit about Japanese culture, you know it's very strict and rigid in what Tomomi was saying and is saying. So, and if you don't know, I invite you to go check it out. Just, you can Google it, YouTube it, whatever, but check it out. It's very, very strict and rigid, and I probably would have been killed, because I'm totally a rebel when it comes to that, but. But thank you for sharing that. Now, I want to ask you, Miss Brandy. I love it. You guys are so synergistically connected. I couldn't ask for two better guests on the same show if I would went and did a ritual on it or something. But I want to ask you. I love your picture, Brandy. I love the smile. You're just beautiful.
Thank you.
I want to ask you, when you decided to step into being a fierce, fearless, and unstoppable woman, you know, and diving into the whole weight loss thing.
Right.
What was your motivator for that? What made you step outside the box and know that you stepping out was going to be a little bit uncomfortable, but it was definitely your purpose and something that you needed to do?
Yeah, I great question, actually. there's a couple of different things with this because it's a loaded question. So I would say there's two things here. One was absolutely understanding the power of change by choice and recognizing that we go through a lot of different adversities in our life. The rugs get ripped out from under us. And dieting kind of became this displaced coping tool to gain control, right? And so it was this piece that when I started doing Spartan racing, which if you don't know what Spartan racing is, it's obstacle course racing. It's very high intense. You're trail running and you're having to face all these different obstacles. And just from my first race, I had learned that I had the mindset of not just for this athletic piece, but the mindset of grit and tenacity. And it really ignited in me that I was more than just a weight loss story. It made me realize what I was capable of in overcoming obstacles, not just those physical obstacles, but the obstacles of life, and how many times I had to realize that it wasn't about what I could do. It was about what I was absolutely limiting myself in, right? We often limit ourselves in the limiting beliefs of allowing somebody else to dictate what it is that we should be doing. So the second piece was learning to expire loyalty to rejection. Expiring the loyalty to the rejection of the people who had no positive intent for me to begin with. People that I was reaching to approve of me, but never approved of me and never will approve of me. And it was those pieces where we have to expire that loyalty to the narcissism in our life, to the people who use us, to the people who place unfair expectation on us, right? And it's not selfish to do that. It's just the space that we have to navigate, knowing that our self-worth is our self-respect. And it's self-acceptance isn't just, oh, being body positive and loving my body. Self-acceptance is self-respect. And as I continued in being self-respecting is learning that our bodies are capable, our minds are capable. That's the core of what my business with H3 is. H3 is humble, hustle, health. We are strong enough because of our humble past. We are absolutely capable of obtaining our dreams and desires because of our hustle, to be able to bring to fruition things through personal perseverance. When we lean into personal perseverance, we are the people who show up for ourselves. And I think that a lot of people forget to click that on, that we show up for ourselves to persevere. We can't place that responsibility in somebody else's hands. Right. And the last piece of health is that total health is not just mental and physical. Total health is mental, physical, financial, relationships, circumstance, and emotional health. All of those things play. Yes, all of those things play into the fruition of our success. And when we expire the loyalty to the people and the circumstances or the things that don't serve that total health, then we're able to produce results in our life in ways that produce joy, produce self-affirmation, that produce the pieces that we were searching for someone else to give us are absolutely in the hands of the self. And so when we lean into not only the self-awareness of how often we show up for ourselves to succeed, but the tenacity pieces of how far we're willing to hustle and grow to make ourselves produce results. And so a lot of women were displacing success in diet culture, right? And saying, if I just lost this weight, then I will be accepted. And so what I really shake up people and say is that it's not about losing the weight of physical body weight. It's about losing the weight of the limiting beliefs that you've been carrying for yourself all these years, the loyalty displacement. Yeah.
I love what you're sharing because, like I said, the synergy between you and Tomomi is great here. You know, when I was growing up, I have an opposite effect. I was a skinny little gal. I was kind of like Tomomi, but I was the opposite. I was a skinny girl, looked like a little stick, you know, little stick. but I was a tomboy, and I would get made fun of being so, oh, my God, you're so skinny. Oh, honey, do you eat? You know, all of that. And I had developed self-confidence. I'm sorry. I was really self-conscious about that and not comfortable. And as I began to mature to a young lady, you know, I was still real skinny, but I had, I guess because of my culture, I had boobs and a booty. Okay, but I was so if you imagine a toothpick with boobs and a booty, that was me, right? I had this little booty and then these boobs that stuck out. So I was coming and going at the same time, but I was skinny. But what I would do is I was so self-conscious about it that I would wear big clothing to hide how thin I was. I would wear multiple layers of clothing to hide how thin I was. And finally, I got to a point, you know what? To heck with all this stuff. I'm like Tomomi. Either you're going to accept me for who I am, or you're not going to accept me at all. But I cannot no longer hide myself because you think I look a certain way, and you think the way I look makes you uncomfortable. Not me, it makes you uncomfortable.
Right.
So it's beautiful that we are talking about this. Now, Tomomi, I want to ask you, because, you know, you not only, you know, have the whole culture of the Japanese society with regards to you. When you came to the U.S., you know, you said you felt a little self-confident about your accent, and you channeled that energy into becoming the best personal trainer that you could possibly be and be as knowledgeable as you possibly can. What would you say to someone right now that is feeling kind of like how you were feeling? What is something that's motivating that you can share with the listeners? Because, you know, we never know who our messages may touch and change their lives. What is something that you can share to help motivate somebody that's not feeling real secure about themselves?
The first thing that I believe we can do is stop the negative talks, because we constantly have the negative talks in our heads. Like, we all have those moments, and when I was struggling, I had that all the time, and I thought that was normal. But when I realized that I need to change the mindset, and when I wanted to become the best personal trainer I could be and know my stuff, I had to be confident in who I am. So I repeat it so many times, wrote it down, and repeat it. And that helped me a lot. And also, I completely agree with Brandy's saying, and that because the society is so, we are so into looks, and it makes us believe that is the only value as a person, the looks. But it's not true, because when we meet people, we focus on their personality, and we decided to date the person or become friends, or I don't want to associate with that person. So we do that to others, but we don't do that to ourselves. We don't value who we are, our characters. So I tell my clients to let's change the channel and let's start focusing on who you are, because that values don't change. It only gets better. But if we focus on looks, life events happen, beautiful aging happens. I have gray hair on my left corner now. And then I was like, oh, sure. Well, I am turning 40, so of course. And then I can see the change on my face, but I was like, snap out of it. I am enough. I'm beautiful. So, you know, I think that we have to find that kind of little tiny thing that we are proud of. And I was so proud of that about myself, that I always is positive no matter what. So I was like, I need to focus on the value. And even I don't speak the perfect English, as a personal trainer, I have a good personality. So I hung on to the value and make it better with knowledge. So that was another thing that I did too. So my message to people who are struggling like I did, we need to find something that's good about themselves, because I know we all have something, and more than they know too, you know?
Right.
So that's what I would I would tell my tell everybody, and also if I could add, I would like to tell younger people, like the 20s or teens or 30s. I'm 40, so I guess I am out of the 30s now. But the youth is beautiful, too. The aging is beautiful, too. I think the aging is beautiful. But youth is beautiful because only certain time we can have youth. And I would love everybody to enjoy that youth and embrace themselves. No matter what, that's the message I would like to add.
I love that. Thank you. I mean,
thank you.
Just staying positive, and you're so right. We do get caught up in looks. I think, you know, I thought it was just an American thing, but I think it's a worldwide thing. You know, when I was a young gal, I did some modeling, and I have freckles, and of course, you know, there's not very many black people with freckles. And so when I would go to certain agencies that were looking for a certain stereotype of girl, you know, they love the skinny girl with the boobs and the booty, but I had a freckle on my nose, and I wouldn't get the job because I had a freckle on my nose. And I'm like, what the heck? You know, that's so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You can airbrush mm-hmm. that out, right? But I was in Las Vegas in December speaking at the International Medical Association conference. And as I'm walking through the Venetian Hotel to the conference center, there was this picture of this girl who had she was a black girl. She had way more freckles than me. But she was it was just stellar, beautiful. It was like this huge, huge billboard type of picture of this gal. And I had to stand back and take a picture of that because I'm like, you know, I'm going to say 40 years ago, my freckles uh-huh. were deemed ugly, right? And here it is, uh-huh. you know, 40 years later, and this girl who looks like me that has more freckles than me is deemed to be beautiful. And so I say we need to let go of the stereotypes with regards to looking. Some of the most beautiful people are the ugliest people in the world because they're not good people, right? And some of the mm-hmm. most people, and some people that are not the most beautiful people in the world are the most beautiful people because they have good hearts, they're kind, they're generous, they're caring, they're positive. They're your ride or die people no matter what, you know. And so I think mm-hmm. we do value too much on the outward looks and not the inward look. And mm-hmm. so thank you for sharing that about being positive and staying positive no matter what. We all have negative self-talk. But if we can learn to stay positive and turn that negative phrase that's going on in our head to a positive phrase, it could be definitely the catalyst for change for all of us. Now, Brandy, I want to go back to you because you mentioned your three H's with regards to, you know, your company, H3. You mentioned humble.
Yeah.
Can you share with the listeners why you made humble a part of one of the H's? It could have been happy, you know, hellish. I don't know.
Yeah.
You made humble.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, actually. I think that, you know, the reason why I chose humble was because it was in the humble seasons of my life when I was at my lowest, where I really learned about my strengths and how I was able to pull myself out of really tough seasons. You know, I'm somebody who's experienced a lot of loss, and I've been mm-hmm. through domestic violence, and mm-hmm. I've been isolated a lot in myself, right? And even though mm-hmm. I have this big personality and everybody thinks I'm this talker, there were so many times that I was so humbled by my circumstance that it is that humble past that becomes your warrior's journey, your hero's journey. You are the hero of your own life. And I think it's so important that we understand those humble pieces and honor those humble pieces, because it is those seasons that make us stronger. It is those seasons that not only strengthen the inner self, but strengthen the future, right? Of like, everybody has a story of saying, I used to be here, or this happened to me, or that happened to me. And some people, they never share that story. People don't understand mm-hmm. that by sharing your story, sometimes it can change somebody's life. And so when it comes to the humble self, that's the strength piece. The other piece of H3 is kind of my motto of strong, capable, worthy, that everybody is strong enough to address their self and break through in seasons, and that they're capable of loving themselves. They're worthy of loving themselves. And it's something that I had to understand in myself. In the humble self, that I was strong enough, I was capable, I was worthy of rising up from the unfair expectations of those who did not have positive intent for me. People, like I said, it's important that we understand that this society has unfair expectation, that everybody right. tries to meet this type of unfair expectation. You have to understand that unfair expectation is actually invented by the self, that the self projects insecurity around what they're told. Like it trickles down. You have to be the generational growth. There's right. a piece of this that the humble pieces of our life is the very reason why we have to choose to be the generational growth. All the pieces where your heart got broken, all the pieces where somebody told you you weren't good enough, and or the rug got ripped out from underneath you. You know what it's like to have nothing and become something. Those humble pieces are exactly why you carry the strength that you do to be able to not only survive the adversities, but to thrive in where you're at, in the strength that it takes. And when you say to yourself and say, I'm done chasing the unfair expectation, I'm going to show up for myself the way that I show up for others, because I respect myself to set the boundaries with the unfair expectation. And wow. there's so much growth. Yeah, there's so much growth that happens when we set those boundaries and the self that says, I'm not going to displace my comfort anymore just to make other people comfortable.
I love that. And I'm going to repeat that. Okay, listeners, do not displace your comfortability to make other people comfortable. That is a catalyst for being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. It's amazing what we do sometimes to make other people feel comfortable, and sometimes to the detriment of our own physical, mental, emotional, spiritual well-being. And, you know, Tomomi shared her story with regards to her first husband talking about, well, your parents would be, your dad, your parents would be ashamed of you because you talk back. You know, I'm sorry. I mean, I know it's the culture, but I'm like, I'm sorry. We came together in union as a couple, not as you and right. me, but as a couple. She should be able to voice her opinion. She should be able to speak her mind. She should be able to say that in the comfortability of her significant other, right? And the fact yeah. that, you know, that appalled him, and she's like, well, I thought that's why you married me. I thought that was so cute. I thought that's why you married me. Was like, you know, what the hey, you know?
Right.
It didn't just come out of her. She probably was like that during the relationship. He just didn't see it. Until he thought he had control of the whole situation. And so I love what we're sharing here, because I think a lot of times as women, we get caught up in situations, again, like you said, Brandy, to make someone else feel comfortable, even though we are hugely uncomfortable. And like Tomomi shared, she wasn't willing to be uncomfortable. She didn't care about, you know, okay, this is how Japanese women are supposed to be. She's like, I may be Japanese, but this ain't how I'm supposed to be. This is not comfortable for me. And so I'm saying, anybody out there listening, if what we're talking about today is resonating with you, hello, it's a warning. It's the flashing, that, you know, danger, Real Robinson. You need to wake up. It's your wake-up call, because this is what it's all about. And this is what it's going to take for us to come together and be united, so that not only we can help ourselves, but we can help others that want that motivation, that strength, that connection, that empowerment, that inspiration, mm-hmm. that they can step into being comfortable because they want to be comfortable, and they don't give a damn if it makes somebody else uncomfortable. And that is just, y'all don't know. I just want to be like a cheerleader once again, but I'm afraid if I jump up, I might break my leg trying to land, because I'm not as young as you ladies. I'm I'm, you know, well into my fifth decade, but okay, in my mind I'm 29, but my body's like, girl, you're not 29, you're about, you know, three decades older than that. However, it's all about, you know, us helping to elevate others. And, oh, dang, I wish we had more time. We're coming at the end of our time, and I thank you, ladies, but I just want to go back with you, Tamomi. If there's one thing that you can share to the listeners right now, whether, you know, this listener was your sister, your, you know, girlfriend, whoever, a message of inspiration, what would you say to those that are listening?
I know it is a COVID-19 going on, and I think many people are struggling because many people are kind of binge eating. That's what my friends is telling me. But I want to tell people that don't worry about it. Like, it's okay to have those dates sometime and enjoy that sometime or whatever. I'm going to eat and enjoy. And the next day, you can do better and do workout or do meditations or do a study or something. And then when you can do it a little bit while, that's great. If you have to take a break, that's okay too. So do your pace and don't compare to anybody. Just be you, and that's enough, and that's great.
I love it. So Tamomi says, do you, be you, and love what you're doing, when you're doing it, and how you're doing it, because tomorrow is really a new day, and you can start all over again and do you and be you, however you feel that you need to step into doing that. Okay, now, Brandy, what is a message that you would share with the people out there listening to us today?
I would say to place that validity in your joy and your resilience, because, to the point of everything that's going on here, you know, my logo is a sunflower, and the reason I chose this was because if you didn't know this about sunflowers, they actually face each other during storms to stay alive. And so sharing this energy and being able to survive one of the biggest storms that we're facing in this world, the beauty of sunflowers is they also detox their soil to grow. So sometimes you have to detox yourself in ways that say in this season of one of the most wildest times where the rug's getting ripped out under you, you have the opportunity to unlearn and relearn what you want for yourself and to be able to grow in times where it seems like this storm is coming through. You can still grow and face the positive. And that other piece about sunflowers is they always give back to what's around them. And so be that kindness, be that person that can continue to give back to what's around you and thrive in yourself. And it's those pieces that I identify with so much and why I've collected an amazing community of sunflower sisters, but it's this piece that you can continue to shine in the storm. It's hard not to self-blame, but you have to tell yourself that you did not cause what is happening in the storm of the world and that you can still choose resilience. So that's kind of my message.
I love it. I love you, ladies. It's been absolutely phenomenal. You know what's funny is I love sunflowers. I've always loved them. When I was growing up and had a black thumb, so to speak, meaning everything I tried to grow died, the only thing that would always survive would be these sunflowers. And they'd be beautiful, and they would get so big and pretty and, you know, just, oh, my gosh. And so
they fed off your energy.
Right? Let me go. I need to go plant a whole bunch right now. But what's funny is my book that I'm writing, I'm in the process of writing, I want the covers to be a sunflower. So
I love that.
It just goes to show that, you know, we attract people into our lives, and we don't know always why we attract these people, what their message is, how long they stay, what their purpose, what our purpose is for them. But we attract people into our lives because they're special and they're meant to be in our lives. And that's how I feel about you two ladies. tell Naomi your story, your perseverance, your fearlessness, you being fierce and being unstoppable and not letting your language or your culture hold you back from doing what you want to do. And Brandy, your strength, your humbleness, your ability to walk through the trauma and to blossom like a beautiful sunflower all brings it together. So I feel so blessed to have you to as part of the Unstoppable Woman Summit and be a part of my life. And I'm sure my listeners out there are like, oh, my God. Yeah. You guys are probably out there thinking, I need to get more of this. Well, I'm going to tell you how in a minute. But for right now, I want to thank my fabulous guest. And, okay, Tamomi, tell me again how to say your last name.
Thank you so much. It's a Tuccio, like a Tuccio. Tuccio.
Okay. So I want to thank Tamomi Tuccio and Brandy Nelson for spending time out of their day to be with us here on Blissful Living and to share their message of fierce, fearlessness, and unstoppability. We need more women like this. We need to come together, ladies, so that we can unite and take over. And I don't mean it in a negative way, but we're powerful. And when we unite, the power is astronomically. We don't even realize the kind of power we have alone, let alone when we unite. And so thank you, ladies, so much for taking time out of your day to be a part of Blissful Living. And thank you for taking time out of your life to be a part of the Unstoppable Woman Summit. And I also want to thank the sponsors, Blissful Living for You, as well as All Day Cable Incorporated. Without them, this show would not have been possible for over the last 10 years. Oh, my gosh, I'm a decade. It would not have been possible. So thanks to the sponsors. Please check them out, All Day Cable, Inc. at alldaycableinc.com, and then Blissful Living at blissfulliving4u.com. And when you go to blissfulliving4u.com, you can register to be a part of our phenomenal event, the Unstoppable Woman's Virtual Summit, happening on Saturday, August 1st. It's virtual. It's free. I want every woman out there listening to either join us, share it. If you can't join us, share the link with your friends, share this podcast with your friends, those you like, those you don't like. I don't really care, but share it with everybody you know, because it's going to be a powerful day. And as soon as we can get together in a safe environment, because I'm all about health and well-being, it's a key priority for me, these ladies will be speaking live in San Diego in January 2021, so stay tuned. All righty, ladies, thank you again so much. Thank you to my listeners. Thank you to the sponsors. And as always, I like to say, I want to wish everybody out there peace to their mind, wellness to their body, and tranquility to your spirit. Please check out Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com, and register to be a part of our fabulous, fierce, fearless, and unstoppable woman summit, turning your passion into purpose. And you'll get more of these ladies, as well as some other ladies that are phenomenal. Again, wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, tranquility to your spirit. This is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. And until next time, stay healthy, well, and safe, because you never know, the life you may be saving may be just your own. So take good care, everyone, and chat with you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4u.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.